Hare Krishna Japa, increasing taste and concentration. Tech number 2, avoiding aparad trap, part 3, distraction. Distraction of the mind, senses, heart while chanting Hare Krishna Japa is a big problem, which ultimately leads to many other offenses. So we want to explain this aspect of Tech 2, avoiding the aparad trap of distraction. When one sits down in front of some pictures of Thakurji, Radhakrishna Murtis, Gornitai, etc., to chant the Hare Krishna mantra as his or her japa sankhya, one should not be mentally restless. One should not think, I have to do this, or I have to go there. I must finish my rounds quickly so I can solve a pressing problem. Just chant japa. Don't think about business. Don't think about personal needs or wants, and don't think about family concerns. Tolerate the pushings of the mind. Remain aloof, unaffected, and undisturbed. Krishna will personally adjust everything if we surrender to hearing the holy names and meditating upon the deep meaning of the holy name and meditating on Krishna's pastimes. There is actually only one problem facing everyone. How can I attain Krishna prema, pure, unadulterated love for Krishna? Once a disciple asked, how will it be possible, Prabhupada, for a man or woman whose mind is clouded with desires and distractions and wants and needs and random thoughts to constantly chant the Hare Krishna mantra? If one is always thinking thoughts about family, friends, country, nation, Facebook, WhatsApp, website, Instagram, emails, etc., how will one be able to concentrate and fix his mind and heart on Krishna's name? Replying to that question, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the mind is always filled with clouds and distractions and myriads of thoughts. Yes, you think of those things, but at the same time, chant. Two things will go on: your distraction and your wayward thoughts, and the chanting of the Hare Krishna. As maya and distraction is forcing you and dragging you away from Krishna consciousness, you can also force maya away from your mind and force distraction away from your mind by chanting Hare Krishna. There is a fight between distraction and other ideas or maya and Krishna. Eventually, Krishna will win and maya will go away. The mind will become peaceful, settled, fixed, concentrated, absorbed, and experience a true taste in chanting Krishna's name. To avoid distraction, seclusion, a proper atmosphere, as best as one can, is an absolute necessity. If one hears about the history of the previous Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas in India, they're very concerned about chanting in quiet, undisturbed settings. They would chant in caves under the ground in Vrindavan. So whenever the mind is wandering and distracted, one must forcibly, actively withdraw the mind and concentrate intently on the mantra. That's why Krishna Nam is called mantra, Maha Mantra. Tra means to control, to free from distraction. Tra. And man means mind. So the mantra, the sound vibration, the transcendental vibration, Shabda Brahman, of Krishna's name, is a mantra, but a Mahamantra, has the greatest power to overcome distraction of the mind, to still the mind, steady the mind, and fix the mind. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. This is yoga, pratyahara. Pratyahara means withdrawing the mind from the senses and fixing it on the inner reaches of the Atma. Atma and Nam, Jiva and Bhagavan. Everything else cancelled, closed. Don't let the mind run out to the ears or the eyes or anywhere. Close the eyes, breathe deeply and slowly, and chant with full attention and concentration. Seeing one's sincerity and desire to improve and chant correctly and properly, Krishna will reciprocate. He's a person, the supreme and greatest person. Meditate deeply on the meaning and the leelas of Krishna Nam. Don't be distracted by random thoughts or external influences. Chant Krishna's name with feelings of devotion. And lastly, and most importantly, turn to Krishna in the mood of a beggar, bhakti bhikari, prem bhikari. Please, Krishna, please, Radha, O Radha, O Krishna, please give me your love. Please fill me with your love. Please saturate my mind and heart with your love. A beggar praying intensely for Radha and Krishna's mercy and blessings and love. Seeing your sincerity, your sustained sincerity, sustained sincerity to serve Krishna purely, to love Krishna purely, and to be with Krishna eternally. Krishna will surely reciprocate and capture your full attention once again.